Hello.
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yes, who is it?
Hi, Sarah. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Noon Book Writing, associated with Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, okay. Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. First of all, Sarah, welcome on board. I wanted to walk you through the process really quick and initiate with the editing process. Is this a good time?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'm not going to take a lot of your time, but before I move on to the process, could you tell me a bit more about the book?
Yes. What would you like to know?
Maybe in a nutshell, if you can explain to me what exactly the book is about and how did you end up writing it, maybe the vision behind it?
Okay, yeah, sure. So the book starts off with a 16-year-old girl. She's the heroine, and it starts off with the first chapter is her dreaming, but the readers don't know that it's a dream until at the end of chapter one. So the dream is basically like foreshadowing what is going to happen to her father, and she goes through high school. She's a typical high school teenager, and she has her small group of friends, which is like three people that she relies on. And she has to deal with mean girls in dance class, and then she has to, you know, somehow convince the guy that she's liked for 3 years to, like, choose her to be, you know, to go out with her and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically after that all happens, around chapter eight, her father dies,
mm-hmm.
which book one foreshadowed, or chapter one foreshadowed. And then in chapter nine and ten, she goes through a traumatic event, at the hands of her lover or the one that she loves. And the traumatic event actually causes her to lose her soul. So her soul is gone.
Okay.
But her soul gets transported to this other realm called Perdulicia,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like purgatory.
Yes.
And
purgatory.
Basically,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, but it's called Perdulicia, but it is purgatory. So it's where souls go to fulfill their paths before they move on either to the dark side or the good side, the bright side.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's a take on heaven versus hell, but I don't come out and say that in the book.
Okay.
So what Perdulicia is filled with is it's filled with souls that were taken before their time had come up. So the basic concept is that these souls that are in purgatory end up trying to save other souls from people on Earth who are going through traumatic events as well. So like when they're on the verge of death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of far out there, but then again, so was Harry Potter.
Of course.
So
of
I have
course.
To look at it that way. Like Harry Potter was very far out there. So this is kind of far out there, but it has a strong female role, character.
Mm-hmm.
And in book two, the character actually turns dark. So you see the character get taken over with revenge. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you see the character, the main character, the heroine or the hero, she gets taken over with revenge and anger and just not understanding why she had to go through what she went through and why she was
That's what makes her go to this dark place.
Yes. So she seeks out revenge in book two, and she ends up actually killing the people that put her there. But in book two, she also gets found out, and
mm-hmm.
she ends up going to prison. Her soul goes to prison for it in Perdulicia.
Okay.
In the prison, she meets her long-lost sister. So her and her sister are talking, and at the end of book two, her and her sister break out of this prison,
mm-hmm.
and they end up trying to find their father. So in book three, it's all about going through their whole family tree, their aunts. They've got
mm-hmm.
two aunts. They've got one uncle who didn't know anything that their father had done. So they're going throughout their family tree in book three, and then they finally realize that they have three brothers that they never knew existed.
Okay.
So basically, book three is a take on the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. So
okay.
in my book, and again, I don't come out and say it,
But in my book, they have the three brothers plus the father, and those are the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Right.
It also incorporates the twins in Greek mythology, where one twin sacrifices themselves in order for the other twin to live.
That's right.
But the other twin, yes. So that's where the two sisters come into play. One twin has to sacrifice themselves, and then the second twin, in order to be with their twin in the afterlife, has to sacrifice half of their immortality. So that's kind of where I put the sisters in. Yeah, so it incorporates everything from the Bible, Greek mythology, Nordic mythology. I mean, it kind of goes, and of course, fantasy, young adult fantasy. So it ends with four books total, and at the end of book four, in order for the main character to be good again, she actually has to sacrifice herself.
Oh, okay. There's a price to pay, of course. There will be consequences.
Yes, there's a price to pay.
Mm-hmm.
She has to set aside her revenge and her anger.
Exactly.
And she has to actually put others ahead of herself, the greater good.
To reach that self-actualization stage. Wow. Oh, my God.
Exactly,
Sarah,
yes.
This series is going to be super amazing. I'm already hooked to it.
Thank you.
It is amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I've gotten 15 rejections from literary agents so far, which is fine because I sent out about 80 inquiries, but I don't think agents are grasping what the first book is about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my downfall is right now.
Got you. You got nothing to worry about. This is just a stepping stone, you know. And, of course, you and I working together with a team, with a great team, we're going to make this work. And then maybe you can send your the book link and the image of the book and maybe a printed copy as well to the traditional publishers who rejected your book. How about that? You know, just to get back at them, all right? All right, I'm just joking.
Just to get,
okay. Yeah, see, Sarah, this is my nature. I'm going to be very blunt. I'm going to be very friendly with you. Whatever I feel, whatever there is, I will say it up front, okay? So you just got to get used to that,
okay.
All right?
Okay. Like it. Thank you so much.
All right. Perfect. Okay, so one more thing I need to know before I guide you with the process in regards to what you need to do first. Can you confirm if there's an estimated deadline or timeline that you have in mind?
I would like to try to get it out around Christmas, maybe a week before Christmas.
Okay, and that is the first book that we're talking about, right?
That is the first book. The first book is already written. It's 14 chapters, 82,265 words total. It has not gone through professional editing. I've been using Grammarly to edit it.
Oh, Grammarly is not so good, to be very honest. Sometimes the suggestions are bonkers. All right.
Yes, exactly. Which is, yes. Grammarly is good for professional letters, like for business letters. It's not good for creative writing.
Exactly.
Grammarly
provide suggestions sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Go ahead. We're just overlapping. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Grammarly has given me suggestions on how to change sentences that I don't agree with because I am a creative writer.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The suggestions that they provide in terms of sentences, it doesn't make sense most of the times. I mean, that's what I thought. You know, it's just okay to use it as a compliance check maybe, you know. Some people have grammatical issues. Maybe they can use it as a very basic guidance sort of a thing. But that's it. I don't recommend this to anyone. Okay. Anyway, Sarah, I would like to inform you that once we hang up, within 10 to 15 minutes, you're going to receive an invitation from our online portal, which is called Creative Design Agency. Now, once you get the invitation, you have to sign up. They'll ask you to create a password and, you know, do all the basic stuff in order to log into the portal. Once that is done, you go to the messages section. If you want to write this down, write it down somewhere, okay?
Go to the messages section.
So first step is sign up. Second step.
Okay.
Is go to the messages section. I would have sent you a message there along with a brief form, okay? So you just got to go to that thread. download the brief form, respond back to me with your manuscript. You with me?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's all you need to do for now. Once you submit your manuscript to me along with the brief form, I will send it forward to the team. The team will start to review the entire manuscript. Oh, by the way, Sarah, what kind of editing are you expecting or anticipating in the book? Because let me tell you, there are two types of editing that we usually provide to our customers. The first one is line editing, which is a compliance check. You know how that goes. The grammatical issues, errors, typos, anything concerning or related to the form. Formatting of the book, along with punctuations, of course. So that's like just like a basic compliance check in line editing. A lot of people do not like to change their content, so that's when they go for line editing, just going through the basic check, making sure that there are no errors or typos. On the other hand, we offer developmental editing, which has three phases. Initially, the team will review the entire manuscript, and they will compile notes for you to review, which will include the strengths of the manuscript, the weaknesses, along with that, suggestions and improvements from the team. So it will be like an editorial report that will be sent to you in the beginning after they have reviewed the manuscript. Then you can decide whether or not you agree with the suggestions. What do you think? I think we should go with the latter option, get you the report first, and then maybe you can make your decision whether or not you want to go with the suggestions or improvements that they have provided, or you would like to go with the basic editing.
Yes, I agree with the other one that you said.
Okay. All right, so let's go with that. The first thing that I'll provide you is going to be an evaluation report or an editorial report. As I mentioned, the team would make their detailed notes in terms of what they feel about the book, and of course, with that, they will provide their expert reviews in terms of what improvements we can bring in the manuscript to make it a masterpiece, okay? If there are any loopholes, any transitions, anything at all that is missing or breaking, they will recommend and they will try to improve that. But of course, if you do not agree with any of their suggestions, let's say, for example, they provided you 10 suggestions or improvements and you agreed with just 3 or 4, out of the 10, you just let me know that, you know what, Lisa, I only agree with the 3 or 4 suggestions, and then you mention those, you let me know, and then we only implement on those few pointers. Remember that this is your book, okay, Sarah? And you are the one leading this, okay? So you got to guide the team in the beginning. Is that going to be a problem?
Sorry.
It's all right. I thought that was for me. Are you there?
No, you're okay.
All right, okay. So, yeah, as I was saying, since it's going to be a team of ghost editors, they haven't read your book, they don't know the vision behind this. So in the beginning, it's going to take them some time to understand the story, grasp the idea behind it, and then eventually in the second or third draft, you and the team will all be synchronized, all right? Until then, you just got to guide them.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to send you 2 brief forms right now. All you got to do, again, one more time, I'm giving you a recap. You sign up on the portal, you go to the messages section, download the brief forms, fill them out, and send it back to me with the manuscript. Sounds good?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Thank you so much.
Okay, no worries. One last thing, Sarah, I will be sending you my cell number as well in that email that I'm going to send you on the portal, just in case if you have any issues whatsoever, any concerns, any questions that are bugging you, you just drop me a text, okay? I'm available there.
Okay, wow, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No worries at all. It's a pleasure talking to you, Sarah. I'll keep in touch, and let's get this rolling.
Okay, thank you so much. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Take care of yourself.
And this, and you said that this would all be sent to my email right now, correct?
That's correct. It'll all be sent to your email. You will need to start off from there, start off by signing up. And once you're signed up, you can go to the messages section.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to bring up my email.
Right. the email address